WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you today on WCDO. It's a cold and chilly one out there, but we're nice and toasty warm inside the Norwich Gymnasium. As, again, we come to you live from Norwich High School for some Saturday afternoon hoops. The Norwich girls hosting Oneonta in a stack rivalry game. And I'm joined by longtime Norwich coach. He's now retired, so we get to have him here in the broadcast booth. But Pete, Doc Komenderic, Doc, it's good to have you back again.
Thanks, Nate. It's great to be here. Looking forward to this one.
Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show, of course. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Plus, they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a lot to talk about, because when Norwich and Oneonta get together, throw the records out the window, it's always going to be a battle. We'll talk about all that when we come back on CDO.
Hey, what's up?
You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Altimas, Chevy Malibus, and Sparks.
Well, imagine that. A car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
It's the Butler Auto tip-off show here today, as it's the Norwich girls hosting Oneonta in a key battle. And, Coach, there's a lot on the line here in today's ball game. Not only, you know, some division standings, but Norwich really is trying to make it into the sectional tournament. They need this win here today.
Absolutely. Both teams are on the bubble of qualifying for the sectionals, and this game means a lot, as any Oneonta and Norwich game.
Coach, one thing we're going to introduce with you now, that you're going to be on the air with us on a more regular basis, is Doc's keys. So what are some of the keys here for today's game?
Well, you can expect the unexpected. Anytime Norwich and Oneonta hook up, throw the records out the window, you're going to see a very physical, emotional game here. It should be a great one. For Norwich, I talked to Coach Dennis Eaton before the game. He wants to limit Oneonta to one shot, control the glass. The first time they played, Norwich committed 28 fouls. He does not want a foul on the press. He wants to control Platt. So those are the Norwich keys to the game. For Oneonta, Coach Matt Miller, Matt's going to mix up the defense. Two opposing styles of ball. Matt told me he wants to play good defense, mix it up in a slowdown game, so the game is in the 40s. So you're going to have Norwich, it's going to come out of the chute, play up tempo, press, and what you're going to see is Oneonta's style is going to be pounded in. Look on the outside for some shots too, because Matt runs some great misdirection plays.
I'm interested to see what we're going to get from Oneonta, because they've kind of been Jekyll and Hyde recently, and they're the first to tell you that. They had a couple of games. I mean, they went to Homer last weekend and beat a Class B tough Homer team. They put up 67 points. And then this week, I mean, they go over to Delhi early in the week. They're scoring in the 20s and the 30s. They had a game earlier in the week as well where they struggled to score up in Cobleskill where they only had 30 points. So if they can shoot well from the outside, they're a much different team. If they're continuing to shoot cold, I think the Norwich pressure could certainly get to them. We're just going to have to see how their shots are falling today.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. If you look at their last games, Ballinger and Cleveland have really done most of their scoring. So two out of their five players, they're going to have to score more consistently.
I'm really excited to watch Abby Platt. She's a SUNY Morrisville commit. That's where she'll be playing next year. A jack of all trades. I mean, at one point this season, she was averaging pretty close to a triple-double. She's the kid that's going to get you 10 points, 12 rebounds, 8 or 9 steals, 4 or 5 assists. I mean, she really, I agree with you, Coach, is going to be a key to the game because she's like a jackknife. She can do anything out there.
What's great about her is when you watch her play, she can do it all. She can rebound. She can run the floor. She can score. And when you have a player like that, a lot of times if your team goes through a bad patch, a player like that can just pick up the slack and bring it right out of it instantaneously.
Always a great battle when these two teams get together. And, you know, I noticed the JV game was up-tempo and high energy. And, you know, the fourth quarter of that JV game, more fans started to trickle in. And we were saying earlier, oh, I hope some more people come out. Well, they did. And a lot of the students have come over to support each other. What is it about this rivalry? I mean, you're a Norwich guy. What makes it so special?
You know, I think it goes back 50 or 60 years ago. Geographically, if you look at Norwich and Oneonta, they're bigger schools with a lot of small schools around them. So they always competed. I can remember back in the late 60s when I was a small boy, Norwich and Oneonta played in the Iroquois League.
Yes, yeah.
So they played Little Falls, Herkimer, Ilion, Frankfort, Mohawk. And back then, Norwich and Oneonta were the bigger schools in that league. So they were always competing for the championships. So I think that's carried on through the years. And even when there was a differential when they went to MAC and then SAC, that rivalry is still there. The people in each town really look up for every Norwich-Oneonta game. It's kind of like Oregon-Oregon State or the Red River rivalry. It's just a tradition. And there's always a lot of emotion, and I always would say you can always expect the unexpected.
Well, I'm certainly excited. I've had this one circled on the calendar, and glad that we could fit it in here for some Saturday hoops here on WCDO. So we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, and they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, you can get over to Butler, and they'll get you financed. They're on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or over on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. So we're going to pause for the national anthem, the starting lineups, and we'll be right back here in Norwich on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Mull with you here today on WCDO. Also, a big welcome to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. I'm joined by longtime Norwich coach. Now we got him in the booth, Pete, Doc, Common, Derek. Here's our starting lineups, first for Oneonta and head coach Matt Miller. They will start with Jordan Bellinger, number one. Number two, Natalie Van Zandt. Number 14, Megan Cleveland. Number 32, Abby Platt. And number 33, Izzy Giacomelli. For Norwich, they will start with the eighth grader, number two, Josie Ryan. They will have number three, Emma Ergo. Number five, the junior, Liv Schiraldi. Number 12, Bella DiOrio. And the senior, number 23, Cameron Van Houten, for head coach Dennis Eaton. Norwich is in the home whites with the purple trims. Is Norwich in purple lettering across the front of the uniform. And Oneonta is in the road royal blue uniforms. The gold trim says Oneonta in gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. So, Coach, I can feel the tension between these two. And, there's a couple rivalries I cover locally in our C's and D's that have this. But at the Class B level, this is a lot of fun.
It's great. I mean, this is what basketball is all about. Beautiful, beautiful cold Saturday afternoon, and the gym is going to get heated up here really quickly.
And it is cold out there, folks. We were saying it last night during the Lawrence and Skenevis game we were doing. Stay safe out there. Stay safe on the roads. Stay warm. Keep the heat up, and hang out with us if you need to, and enjoy this one here. This game is available on the NFHS network as well if you want to watch the video, try to match it up, something like that. But we're here for all your free audio needs, that's for sure. So Oneonta will be going left to right to start things off. Norwich right to left, and the Jackets will win at the opening tip as Abby Platt was able to toss it back into the right corner. And setting up on offense here for the Yellow Jackets. Here is Abby Platt, a long, deep two. This one is off the side of the rim and a rebound for Norwich, and they'll look to push it forward. Josie Ryan, have been so impressed with her, brings it down the floor to the left side. They go to Ergo on the interior. Up and under for Emma Ergo, and she finishes.
Beautiful move. 15 filled out with a head fake for a layup. Norwich 2, Oneonta 0.
Early lead for the Purple Tornado, and the Jackets get across midcourt. Again, going left to right. Van Zandt for a long three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Abby Platt, and works one back out for Jordan Bellinger. Bellinger to the top of the key, tries to go to the left side, is intercepted by the very athletic Liv Schiraldi. Ahead for Josie Ryan, in transition, finds DiOrio, stripped out of there by Platt, out of bounds and going back to the Oneonta Jackets. Good hustle back there by Platt, but as you called the Doc, Norwich outrunning early. So Oneonta will work it in, trying to dribble their way out of the press. Bellinger lost it. Last touch by Ergo, it'll stay with the Jackets. We're a minute in, and it's 2-0 Norwich.
Oneonta has 5 seconds now to get the ball over half court.
Platt looking for a long option here. Gets it to Bellinger. They're going to have to hurry. She's still trapped. And this one bouncing around, and Norwich will come away with a steal. Oneonta kind of panicked there, and the Purple Tornado will grab it back. Again, 6:45 to go in the first. 2-0 lead for Norwich over the visiting Oneonta Yellow Jackets. Here's Van Houten into the paint. Lost it, but Ergo got it back. Floats one out for Josie Ryan on the right wing side. Now to Cameron Van Houten. Dials a three up. Too strong. Rebound for Platt. And she'll get the outlet pass to Cleveland. And they'll cross the midcourt timeline in the Purple Tornado logo there. And look to pass to the high post. They go to Platt, who walks her way out with 20 on the shot clock to the top of the key. Back to Cleveland. She'll dial up a three, and this one is too strong. Platt with a rebound, and she's hammered as she tried to put it up from the left low block, and she'll head to the line.
It's going to be on Cameron Van Houten.
I've been so impressed. Platt just seems to have a nose for the ball on the rebounds. I mean, she just, any time I've watched her, it always just seems to find her hands.
Yeah, it looks like she really understands spacing under the basket and where to be on rebounds, and that's so important.
So Abby Platt settling in at the line, and her first shot is short. With 6:15 to go in this first quarter, a 2-0 lead for Norwich over Oneonta. Platt heading to SUNY Morrisville next year, and talking to their coaching staff, they are ecstatic to add her to the team next year. Platt's second shot is good. And so that makes it Norwich 2 and Oneonta 1 in the early going. We're about 2 minutes in here in Norwich for Stack basketball here today on a Saturday. And Diorio went through her hands out of bounds and going back to the Jackets. Just a little miscue there, and she couldn't hold on to the pass.
I feel like in the first 2 minutes of the game, both of these teams are just a little tight coming out of the chute.
Yeah, a lot of energy, maybe some tight passes, a couple of deflections you wouldn't normally see. We'll see if they settle in here. Jackets with the ball again, going left to right. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Low scoring so far. Norwich 2, Oneonta 1. I would expect a game probably in the 40s here today, and we'll see how it works out. Platt floats one to Cleveland. Far side for three. Yes, Meg Cleveland from downtown.
Beautiful Jay from the outside. That's about a 20-footer from the left wing. Nothing but net.
Yeah, stepped right into it. Shot looked good. 5.5 to go in the first quarter now. Oneonta 4, Norwich 2. Josie Ryan, a pass down low to Ergo. She gets tied up with Platt. We'll have a jump ball. And it's going to stay with the Purple Tornado. Again, 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. A good battle so far between the Jackets and the Purple Tornado. Thanks for joining us today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Here's Josie Ryan, three straight away for Norwich off the left side of the rim. Loose ball is scrambled around and finally picked back up by Norwich. They'll get a fresh shot clock to work with. And Josie Ryan to the right side. Now we'll look to Cameron Van Houten. Back up top for Schiraldi at the top of the key. And they'll float one back across for Cameron Van Houten. Right side steps in, and boy, we got a charge on Van Houten as she lowered the shoulder. 5 minutes to go in the first. Oneonta 4, Norwich 2.
That's 2 on CVH. Coach Eaton is going to have a decision here.
5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Yeah, we'll see what they decide to do with Cameron Van Houten. And the ball is tipped by Ergo. Floats one across now for Schiraldi. Back up to Josie Ryan as Norwich will reset on the offense. Diorio on the baseline. Dribbled it off of, it looked like went off of Cleveland's leg. So it will stay with Norwich. 4:45 to go here in the first. And Josie Ryan on the baseline will look to put it in. So Cameron Van Houten will come out. Julia Llewellyn checks in for the Purple Tornado. Josie Ryan looking for options. Has to hurry. Floats one into Ergo. And now across for Llewellyn. Three ball for her is a little short. Ergo with a big rebound and puts it up and in.
Beautiful rebound and put back by Emma Ergo. Earlier today when I talked with Coach Eaton, he said that Emma could be the X factor here.
She's really come along this year and has done a really great job.
Yeah, and remember, she's only a freshman. Very athletic, getting better each game she plays.
Bellinger at the top of the key gets tied up. 4:20 to go here in the first. It's 4-4. Ball went out of bounds. And it's going to go back here to Norwich as they'll look to bring it up. And to the right side here for Schiraldi. We'll float one over to Josie Ryan. On the baseline, finds Diorio for three. And this rolls in and out. And a rebound here for Bellinger. Went into the land of the trees and was able to scoop that up in an outlet pass ahead for Abby Platt. Platt into the paint. Works one into the corner now. Jumper falls there for Giacomelli. And Oneonta shooting the ball well here in this first quarter after a slow start. They lead 6-4 with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Julia Llewellyn on the baseline. Stayed in and now finds Ryan out onto the right side for a three. No, Schiraldi fighting for the rebound. Couldn't get it out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Oneonta. So a fierce battle so far with both teams fighting for the momentum as well, Coach.
Yes. two-point game, 3 minutes and 32 left in the first.
So it's Oneana 6, Norwich 4, and the Jackets will get it in. They beat the pressure down the right side in front of the scorer's table here. And on the baseline, they'll float one back across to Abby Platt. Nice drive to the hoop. Platt's left-handed layup just a little too strong. Schiraldi a big rebound on the weak side for the Purple Tornado. Back down for Josie Ryan to the high post for Ergo. Got tied up, and guess who comes out of there with it? Abby Platt. Left side, Platt floating it down, and it's tipped out of bounds. And we'll stay here with the Purple Tornado. With 3 minutes to go in the first, it's Oneana 6 and Norwich 4. Jackets will look to work it in. They find Meg Cleveland on the left side. And she'll walk it back up to find Abby Platt. Dials up a three. No. And off the rebound comes Josie Ryan trying to take it coast to coast. And this off the front of the rim. Rebound kept alive, though, by the Purple Tornado with 2:50 to go in this first quarter. Oneana 6 and Norwich 4. Josie Ryan at the top of the key setting up the offense. Quarterbacking it and goes to the left side. And a chest pass to the far side for Schiraldi. Now they go to the top of the key here for Julia Turner, who's checked into the game. Lost control of the basketball. It's loose on the floor, and Schiraldi somehow got her mitts on it, passes it over to Llewellyn. She hits a three, and the bank is open on a Saturday here in Norwich.
The bank is open.
Llewellyn from the left side gets that to go to make it Norwich 7 and Oneana 6.
She threw that out with about 2 on the clock, too, Nate.
Yeah, she had to let it go and was able to go down. Oneana back the other way, going left to right, and Platt will have it in the right corner with 15 on the shot clock, reverses left side. Dribble drive, the floater for Meg Cleveland is blocked by Emma Ergo. Outlet pass, and Norwich is looking to run. Josie Ryan in transition now will pull it back out and dish one for Liv Schiraldi, and a reach-in foul here on Giacomelli for Oneana. So again, Norwich 7, Oneana 6, with a 1:50 to go here in the first quarter.
Everything we expected so far.
Tight ball game, physical, up and down. And Oneana so far seems to be shooting it a little bit better than they have earlier in the week in some of their games that they've had against Delhi and Cobleskill Richmondville. Norwich with the basketball now. They'll pass one down to the left low block. Abby Platt with a block here on Turner of Norwich. Jump ball is going to give it back to Oneata. So there, just Platt again, always finding a way to get her hands on the ball. A minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Oneana with the basketball. Rolls out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay with the Jackets there. Again, just about 90 seconds to go here in this first quarter in Norwich today. And here is Bellinger at the top of the key. Bellinger to the right side. Comes off a screen. Finds Meg Cleveland. Now back to Bellinger. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock. Double team. Floats one back to Cleveland. Pump fakes on a three. Finds Bellinger. Down to 8 on the shot clock. Frees herself up. Gets it to Cleveland. And her shot from three-point land is short. And a rebound for Norwich. A good look. They worked hard to get it, but it wouldn't go down. 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Norwich 7. Oneata 6. Josie Ryan with the basketball. Top of the key. Right side now for Turner. Splits a double team. Finds Ergo at the high post. Back out Josie Ryan for three. Buries it.
Beautiful execution by Norwich. The pass went to the interior, and they threw it back out. Josie was open for the three.
Norwich 10, Oneata 6. And you would not know that Josie Ryan's an eighth grader. She's really come on this year.
Yes, she has.
Oneana breaking the press at midcourt. They just get it over in time with Abby Platt, and she gets bumped out of bounds. It's going to be an out-of-bounds call or a foul call. I believe it's going to be a foul on Norwich here with 33 seconds left first quarter.
Yeah, it's foul on Julia Turner. She bumped her on the sideline.
Norwich 10, Oneana 6, 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And Oneana with the basketball. Jackets hoping to slice into this lead a little bit here before the end of this opening frame. And they'll get it into Bellinger. Oneana going left to right. Bellinger splits a double team, finds Abby Platt, pump fakes, now back to Bellinger. And she'll reverse it to the right side. Now to the interior for Platt. Kicks one out for Cleveland. She wants a three ball again. Hit the rim twice and wouldn't go down. And a rebound for Schiraldi. She comes out of the fray with it. Schiraldi streaking down the left side. Taking it to the hoop. Was partially blocked by Cleveland. Ball is loose. Josie Ryan is there. Her shot won't go. Rebound Van Zandt. 3 seconds left. Can Oneana get a shot off? Bellinger at the buzzer for three. No. rolls off the back of the rim. End of the first quarter, Norwich girls lead Oneonta 10-6 here at Norwich High School, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter, Norwich 10, Oneonta 6. Nate Lull and Coach Pete Doc Komenderic. Coach, your thoughts on an exciting first quarter there?
Well, it's everything we expected. The thing that was very impressive to me is with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, Norwich really cranked up the intensity on the glass. And I know that that's what Coach Eaton expected out of his girls today, but a really good game, and we'll see. Close one.
Norwich with the ball to start the second quarter. Norwich 10, Oneonta 6, ball out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Oneonta. So a chance here for the Jackets to try to slice into this lead after Norwich dribbles it out of bounds. And so they'll look to bring it down the floor. And this pressure is giving Oneonta some trouble. Platt trying to get it over the timeline, and they do. With 2 seconds left, they get it to Cleveland. Now back to Platt. And they reverse it to Bellinger. Left side, it's blocked there by Ergo before it could get on the way up to the hoop. And then the ball into the corner. Both teams were wrestling for it there. It went out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Norwich.
You know, Nate, one thing I noticed, we watched Norwich play Cherry Valley Springfield. They made a lot of fouls on the press today. Today, none so far.
Yeah, it's been very, very clean. Physical, but in a good way. And, not a lot of fouls called on either side so far. Here's Platt to the high post. Oneonta with the ball. Bellinger, left corner, three off the dish out, and she scores.
Beautiful. 19-footer from the left corner, nothing but net.
Wow, a huge three there for the Oneonta Jackets to cut it back to a one-point game, 10-9. Norwich to the inside. They find Ergo, and she breaks through the defense and scores. And Ergo has 6 points.
Beautiful physical move. She just powered up. Every game she plays, she's learning the game more and really, really improving. Great job.
Minute gone in the second quarter. It's Norwich 12, Oneonta 9. Jackets with the ball. Again, trying to beat the press, and they do. Bellinger across finds Van Zant on the opposite side of the floor. Van Zant into the interior, and it's knocked away. Josie Ryan with a steal for Norwich. Streaks down the right wing side, takes it to the hoop. Can't get the shot to go. Turner a rebound. Her second chance won't go. And now Abby Platt comes away for Oneonta. Platt looking to take it to the rim. Her left-handed layup won't go. And now back the other way. It's a track meet. Schiraldi to the rim. And she scores for Norwich. Timeout's going to be taken by Oneonta. 6:24 to go in the second quarter. Boy, that was end-to-end action. And it comes away with Norwich leading the Oneonta girls 14-9. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. The Norwich girls lead Oneonta 14-9 as we are just underway in the second quarter, about a minute and a half gone. Emma Ergo nets 6 points for NHS to lead all scorers so far. And Oneana needed a timeout there just to try to set things down and settle things back to the way they want them to be. Tough with this pressure, Coach.
Yeah, Matt was really, really vocal with his girls during the timeout.
They throw it away here as they tried to go to Van Zandt right in front of the Oneonta bench. Threw her hands and out of bounds going back to Norwich, and that's what they want. They want that pressure.
Yeah. Matt was talking to them about rebounding and stepping up the intensity.
Norwich with the basketball. Again, they're in the whites today with the purple trim. They're going right to left, and now a steal by Abby Platt. Platt down the left side of the floor, and we got a foul here with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Again, Norwich girls leading 14-9 over Oneonta. Appreciate you joining us on this chilly Saturday. Looks like it's going to be nice and warm again by tomorrow. And by warm, I mean, I think we'll see 20s and 30s, maybe 40, I heard. We'll have to check on that during the break. But definitely better than the temps we saw yesterday and early this morning. Oneonta with the basketball. Abby Platt for three. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't roll in. Rebound underneath by Turner of Norwich. And back down the floor they come.
Oneonta's threes are just not falling.
Norwich with the basketball. Here is Josie Ryan. A three ball for her is too strong. And on the rebound, tapped out of bounds and will stay with Norwich. With, again, 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Norwich girls on top 14-9. And Cameron Van Houten with those two fouls coming back in here, Doc.
Yeah, I think he wanted to give a break to the other big girl.
And Llewellyn came in, gave some nice minutes.
She sure did.
But Norwich wants Cameron Van Houten back on the floor. Right side now for Turner. She gets tied up. Foul's going to be on Van Zandt with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Low-scoring affair, as we expected. Both these teams very solid defensively. And so Josie Ryan on the baseline to the right side of the hoop will work it in. Again, Norwich going right to left. They try to go to the back door for Schiraldi, and Platt was right there to read it and steal that ball. Back down the floor for the Jackets to the right side as Oneonta goes left to right. They're in the blue with the gold trim. A three in the corner is good.
What impresses me, Nate, about Platt, it just gets in the right spots at the right time. Very good court sense.
I believe that was Bellinger hitting that three in the corner. Our angle was a little skewed. We were able to see it go through the hoop, though, and it was 14-12. Now a pass down low for Turner on the right low block. She's stuck. And did she travel? No, but they're going to call it 3 seconds on Norwich in the meantime. Good defense by Cleveland and Platt to converge on her, and she had nowhere to go. So back to a two-point game, 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Yeah, it looks like Bellinger did hit that three, so she has 6 points on two threes. Van Zandt will float one back for Oneonta. They're looking to tie this game up, possibly. And they go to Bellinger. Down low, and she lost it to Schiraldi, and she shot out of a cannon back down the left side of the floor. But good hustle back here by Oneonta's Celine Wellman to tap it away from her from behind.
She made up three strides coming down the court. Great hustle play.
4:25 to go, second quarter. Norwich 14, Oneonta 12. Josie Ryan on the baseline will be doing the inbounding duties. The eighth grade guard steps into it, finds Schiraldi at the top of the key. Dishes one off for Delorio. Now to Ryan, right side, steps through the floater. Oh, just rolls off the front of the rim. Ergo with a second chance. No, and guess who? Platt is able to vacuum that thing up and bring it back down the floor. Right side, looking for Bellinger here. And now they go to Platt. She'll fire up a three. Left it well short. Rebound bounces out to Josie Ryan of Norwich with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Ryan tries to take it into the teeth of the defense and is blocked by the much taller Megan Cleveland. And in transition back the other way, Abby Platt on the left low block. Works one out. Bellinger a three. Died on the front of the rim. Rebound Schiraldi for Oneonta. Schiraldi in transition. Quickly moving. Finds Van Houten, and her kiss off the glass is good on the right low block. Nice dish there from Schiraldi as well. Norwich 16, Oneonta 12 with 3:30 to go here in the second quarter. And the pressure is coming, and Josie Ryan has whistled for the block. But, boy, I mean, at times they have pinned Oneonta pretty much against their own baseline here, Coach.
Yeah, I feel like the last minute and a half, the transition game has picked up immensely by both teams. I mean, running the floor, fast breaks.
And the Jackets will get it in. They only had a couple of seconds left to do that, and they do find a way to get it down the floor. Now a foul on Cameron Van Houten on the left low block. Going to be her third, And it's going to send Wellman to the line here for Oneana with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Norwich 16, Oneana 12. Boy, and the pace of this game, too, Coach. I'm seeing a couple of girls on both sides, you know, the old, you know, hands on the hips, hands on the knees. They're really getting out and running today.
Absolutely. And I think they're playing so physical underneath that that's tiring a lot of the girls out, plus the up-and-down action over the last minutes of this game.
Celine Wellman hits the first shot, cuts it to a three-point ball game. Norwich 16, Oneana 13. Second shot for Wellman, rolls off. Ergo with a rebound and an outlet to Josie Ryan. So still a three-point game as we near our halftime break. Llewellyn down low. The shot off the glass is good, and a great pump fake to open that up.
What a pass to open that up. The pass was sent from the three-point line underneath to Llewellyn. Beautiful no-look pass.
In the meantime, the ball tapped out of bounds. Norwich fans wanted it back, but Oneonta will retain possession here as we hit 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. They try to get it in. Cleveland to the far side. She lost it, but it was last touched by Norwich. They only have 3 seconds to get it across midcourt. Norwich leading 18-13 over visiting Oneonta. Jackets will throw it over midcourt. They find Abby Platt. And to the left side, Platt will find Giacomelli. Now back to Bellinger. Straight away, chases it up towards midcourt, being harassed here by the Norwich defense. Back to Giacomelli, and into the corner, a shot here is off the back of the rim and no good for Wellman. And a rebound by Llewellyn of Norwich with 2:40 to go. Schiraldi to Diorio on that far side. Now back to Josie Ryan. Baseline drive finds Llewellyn. Inside for Ergo, off the glass. Yes, rolled around the rim and then flushed down for Ergo. She's got 8.
Beautiful pass, Llewellyn underneath to Ergo. Ergo slashed down the lane for the layup.
Biggest lead of the game right now is now here's a steal for Norwich. They're looking to add to it, but Oneana is able to steal it back. And then Norwich takes it back and then throws it away. A game of hot potato there for a minute. Holy cow.
How exciting is this? It's like
turnover, turnover, turnover. 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Norwich 20, Oneana 13. And the Jackets will look to get it in. And, boy, the pressure is just all out. Here's a steal by Ergo, and then she throws it out of bounds, looking for an outlet pass to Josie Ryan, so Oneana will get it back.
Emma Ergo's been all over the floor in the first half.
She's been tremendous here. Oneana gets it in. They go to Abby Platt, and they break the pressure. They're going to get a wide-open layup look here, and it's good for Celine Wellman. Nicely done by the Jackets.
Beautiful pass by Platt.
Norwich 20, Oneana 15. Llewellyn in the corner, tries another three. An air ball here is rebounded by Bellinger of Oneonta. Bellinger trying to go coast to coast, lost control, and Norwich steals it back. Ahead to Schiraldi, right side, steps through. Schiraldi's shot is no good, but Ergo is right there to clean it up.
Emma Ergo off the miss, powered it back up. I believe she has 10 points, Nate, so far.
10 points for Emma Ergo. Timeout. 1:35 to go, second quarter. Norwich 22, Oneana 15. We'll be back in 60 seconds on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Norwich girls on top here on their home floor, 22-15. Coach, this is a big minute and a half here. If Oneana could close this gap up, might help them with some confidence going into the break.
Absolutely. I just feel the lid's been on their three-point attempts.
And Oneana gets the ball in. They break the pressure. They find Jordan Bellinger on the left side. Again, Oneana going left to right. They're in the blue with the gold trim. They go to Cleveland. Now back to Bellinger at the top of the key, finding Abby Platt. Three ball coming, no. Off the right side of the rim, rebound for Norwich. And ahead for DiOrio. She finds Llewellyn in transition, and she scores. Julie Llewellyn with 7 points off
beautiful
the bench.
Beautiful break. Textbook.
Really well done. Ball out of bounds and going back to Norwich. The pressure is getting to Oneata as Norwich leads 24-15. 1:07 to go in the second quarter. And Norwich will get it back. DiOrio on the far side, but it's stolen by Oneata. And the Jackets here looking to make some noise at the end of the quarter as we get ready for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Coming up in 55 seconds. Here is Bellinger. Dishes one off for Platt. Good pump fake. Steps in for about a 15-footer right elbow. No. Rebound, Schiraldi. And Oneata's frustrated right now. Schiraldi in transition is fouled at the top of the key.
Yeah, you can tell they're a little frustrated right now. I think their shots aren't falling, and with the Norwich pressure, it's made a big difference.
And so Norwich will look to get it in on the baseline here. That foul was on Wellman, her first, and the team's third. And now a turnover after Norwich got it in, dribbling it out of bounds. And that's how that's been today. It's been like one team gets it, then they throw it away, and the other team gets it back. Oneata looking to break the press here. They try to have a long home run ball here down the far sideline from Platt to Giacomelli, but she overthrew her, and Norwich will take it back. 35 seconds to go in the second quarter, and Norwich leading 24-15 in this stacked girls basketball battle here this afternoon. Emma Ergo to the hoop. She can't get it to go, but she's fouled by Cleveland, and Ergo will head to the line after having a monster first half.
Big move there from Emma. She went to the foul line, not facing the basket, pivoted, and took it left. Beautiful move.
Ergo's first shot at the line, rims out. And to think about having Josie Ryan, an eighth grader, and Emma Ergo, a ninth grader, the core is young here, and the future could be bright again for Norwich.
And both are so athletic.
Ergo tries to go to the bank on that second foul shot. Didn't work out. Oneana's going to get it back with 27 seconds to go here before the halftime break.
And you can see with both players, with the more and more court time they get, they're becoming composed, picking up basketball skills. Exceptional.
Platt in the backcourt, goes to Cleveland, finds a good pass ahead for Wellman. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she is fouled with 18 seconds left here in the second quarter. And so Wellman will step into the line here. These are big foul shots here, Coach. If they can get anything clawing their way back in here before the halftime break, that would be great.
Yeah, it would be great for Oneata to cut this to a two-possession game before half if possible.
So Wellman will settle in at the line. Her first shot is no good. Hit the front of the rim there and just lost all momentum and then fell off. And so the second shot coming here for Wellman. She settles in and, oh, it rattled in and out. Wow, that was halfway down.
One.
Popped free. Norwich gets it back. Schiraldi in transition. The jumper is good, and she's fouled. What an athletic play there by Liv Schiraldi.
She is so athletic. She makes plays that you look at each other. We look at each other and say, how'd she do that?
How'd she do that?
Right?
Exactly. I don't even think she knows that she is doing it as she hits the foul shot. Liv's got five, makes it Norwich 25, Oneata 15. And now a steal by Ergo on the left low block. Ball rolling around, both teams scrambling for it here. Wow, this is very physical on the floor. Nobody calls it. And ahead, nobody will get a shot off. And wow, a scrum. That describes the rivalry right there.
that looked like an off-tackle play in the fall between Norwich and Oneata football.
It really did. Our halftime break, Norwich 27. And Oneata 15 in a girls stack basketball battle here today at NHS. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember that Marabito has been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. For .com and Derek, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with the halftime report. Coming up again, Norwich 27, Oneata 15 at the break on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting Morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the third quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Norwich girls leading 27-15 over Oneonta as we start the second half at Norwich High School. Meg Cleveland for three. Boy, she really got hit pretty hard on that. I can't believe she didn't get the foul call. Missed the shot. Ball out of bounds back to Oneonta. Wow, I hate to say that, but I really thought she got clocked on that.
Yeah, that was a very physical play underneath for sure.
Bellinger will try to get it back to Cleveland, and it's intercepted here by Josie Ryan in transition. Ryan to the hoop with a little up and under finger roll. Won't go down. And a rebound here for Norwich, and they'll bring it back out to reset. Norwich in the home whites and the purple trim now going left to right to start the second half. Abby Platt with a great defensive play on the interior is able to steal it away, but then Schiraldi takes it back. She tries a three. No. Ergo a rebound. Gets tied up. Ball loose on the floor. And we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Oneonta here on that rebound.
Yeah, that was a scrum underneath. There were like four players involved with that.
So, again, a big thanks to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com listening to our free audio stream as well. That's brought to you by SFCU. We record these games as well and put them in the game audio archive. Don't forget that, all courtesy of SFCU. Ergo down low again on the right low block. Is fouled. Oneonta wanted a jump ball. They won't get it. Foul's going to be on Platt. That's her first. So we're about a minute into the third quarter, and Norwich girls leading Oneonta 27-15.
I'm going to shoot two here.
Yeah, so Ergo steps in. Nate Lull and Pete Commanderick with you this afternoon. Ergo goes to the bank again here, Coach. That's like her go-to, I guess.
Wow.
Ergo has tried to bank all her free throws. That time it worked. See if she does it again here. Nope. Well, she tried, but it rolled off the front of the rim. And ball loose on the floor, picked up by Norwich. They now lead 28-15. Ergo doing a tremendous job on the glass as well. Takes it to the interior. Another foul for Ergo, and the frustrations continue for Oneonta.
Ergo is just playing so intense, don't you think, Nate?
Yeah, I mean, she's all over the place. She's getting her mitts on everything and just really controlling the paint right now.
Yeah, especially with Cameron Van Houten in some foul trouble. I mean, she's really stepped up and led the charge.
Ergo trying to not hit the bank this time and misses the foul shot. So a second shot coming here for Ergo, just a freshman, pulled up to the varsity team here for the Purple Tornado. And she tries the bank again, and it won't go. Cleveland with a rebound. And so Abby Platt will get it from Cleveland, passing down the floor for Bellinger. Reversing to Cleveland on the left side. Now to Bellinger, and they'll set it up. Bellinger tries to go to the high post for Platt. Down low for Giacomelli. Back out Platt. Dials up a three. No, off the back of the rim. No good. Going to be a foul underneath.
Looked like Schiraldi was over.
I think they got...
No, they didn't. They got the Oneonta girl.
Yeah, they got Cleveland, it looks like, for her second. So, I mean, we're a minute and a half into the third quarter. Oneonta with four fouls. Norwich with none so far. And so Oneonta certainly frustrated. Norwich with the ball again going left to right. They lead 28-15. Llewellyn dials up a three and banks it in again. Julia Llewellyn, that's her spot, I think.
She had a bank in the first half.
Yeah. Two threes, both on the bank. 31-15. Biggest lead of the game here for the Purple Tornado with 6:10 to go in the third. Meg Cleveland now on the left side as Oneonta's in the royal blue with the gold trim going right to left. And a steal by Josie Ryan. And ahead now for DiOrio. She takes it to the interior. Misses the right-handed layup. Josie Ryan with a rebound. But had her pocket picked there by Meg Cleveland. And Oneonta back down the floor. Van Zant. She'll try a three. And hits.
Beautiful three. Nothing but net.
Natalie Van Zant makes it 31-18. And if Oneonta can get that game going, they could jump right back into the contest.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Nate.
Here is Ryan. Top of the key to Ergo at the high post. Ergo dribbled it off of her leg, and Van Zant gets a steal out of it for the Jackets. Van Zant in the backcourt will float one ahead here for Meg Cleveland. Another key possession for Oneonta. Bellinger, corner three for Oneonta. No, a little short. Rebound Llewellyn. Boy, that looked like it was going to go. Schiraldi in transition on the outlet. Floats one down low, looking for DiOrio on the right low block. get stuck in a tough position here. Ball out of bounds and going to stay with Norwich. With 5 minutes to go in the third, Norwich girls on their home floor here, leading 31-18. Josie Ryan will do the inbounding for the Purple Tornado. Bounce pass into Llewellyn. Has to have a high pass back to Schiraldi at midcourt. Schiraldi on the left side to Josie Ryan. Splits two defenders. The floater is good. Count it, and she's fouled for the eighth grader, Josie Ryan.
Beautiful move from the left side. Penetrated, took it over the defender. That was a big foul because that puts Oneana over the limit. Oneana now with five fouls. Norwich does not have a foul here to start the third quarter.
Wow, so the fouls all going against Oneana, and Ryan makes the three-point play. Josie's got six with 4:55 to go here in the third. It is Norwich 34, Oneana 18. Jackets trying to survive here on the road against the Purple Tornado. Bellinger, pump fake, steps through, lost it, and it's a block by Llewellyn as Bellinger gets helped up there by Van Zandt. So 4:45 to go in the third. Norwich 34, Oneana 18. Turner will come in for Diorio for Norwich. Nate Lull and Pete Doc Commanderick this afternoon on a chilly Saturday. We're glad to have you along. As Oneana will look to get it in, and it's tapped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Jackets.
Just escaped the five-second call there on the inbound.
Meg Cleveland will get it in, finds Bellinger at the top of the key. And that pressure continues to come from Norwich. They go to Cleveland, now to Van Zandt in the corner. Her three this time won't go down. Abby Platt with a rebound. Platt on the right low block, puts it up. A great move, as Doc said, she's fouled, and Platt will head to the line. So 4.5 to go in the third. Explain that move for us there, Doc.
She grabbed the rebound and then just took one power step in and was in control of her body. A beautiful move. I thought she had the layup for a three-point play.
So Abby Platt will settle in at the line, and her first shot is good. Platt, that's only 2 points this afternoon for Platt. She's someone who's usually in that 8 to 10, maybe even 12 range.
I really think they're going to love her at Morrisville next year.
Oh, they're so excited to get her and all the versatility that she brings. She misses the second foul shot here. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay with Oneata. Last touched by Llewellyn of Norwich. So 4.5 to go in the third. Norwich leading 34-19 over Oneata. And the Jackets will look to get it in with Van Zandt. And nobody's really moving here for Oneata. They finally do throw it in to Platt. They just get it in time. Now to Bellinger on the right side. To Platt straight away. Cleveland, she wants a three left side. Again, off the back of the rim. Rebound underneath by Giacomelli, and she's fouled. And we'll head to the line. Doc, what's your theory here? If you're Oneata, what do you need to have it to by, the end of the third quarter? We're still 4.5 minutes away. To give yourself a chance down the stretch.
I would say less than 10. If you could get it to a 9-point game, there's plenty of time. And believe me, if Oneana can start hitting their threes, this game could be closer than it is. They have been really cold this afternoon from the three-point line.
Giacomelli gets the first shot, so it's a 14-point lead. Second shot coming here for Izzy, and she hits it. Key foul shots there. Timeout's going to be taken. With 4:19 to go in the third quarter, it's Norwich 34, Oneana 21. Timeout Oneana will be back in 30 seconds on WCDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back live from Norwich this afternoon. Some Saturday hoops. Going to have a lot of the Saturday hoops coming up over the next couple of weeks. We'll have some league championship games, some sectional games. So it's going to be a fun time coming up on WCDO Sports, that's for sure. Norwich with the ball out of the timeout. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Norwich leading Oneonta 34-21. We got a jump ball as Norwich brings it down the floor. Arrow is going to keep it with the Purple Tornado. Nate Lull and Pete Komenderek this afternoon here on CDO. And Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Always appreciate Jim's hard work. Liv Schiraldi, little floater in the paint, won't go. Ergo a rebound, puts it up, lost control of it though. Ball out of bounds and going back to Oneonta. So the Jackets get another stop there, Doc, with 3:55 to go in the third.
It'll be interesting to see here if Norwich goes to the press, which they do.
The press worked so well in the first half. Oneonta trying to handle it a little better here in the third quarter. Van Zandt, as Oneonta goes right to left. She has it on the right wing side, dribbled it off her leg. Ball out of bounds, and it is going to stay with the Jackets. Last touch by Norwich. Josie Ryan was desperately trying to save that, and it just went off of her fingertips. So Oneonta with the ball. Abby Platt will float it in. Goes to Giacomelli on the baseline. Picks it up in a tough spot. Goes back to Platt, now to Cleveland. Into the corner. Van Zandt, a three. Rolls off the front of the rim. Boy, another good-looking shot that wouldn't go down. Schiraldi picks up the loose change. Schiraldi out to Josie Ryan. A three of her own. No. Rebound Abby Platt. Oneonta trying to cut this lead down. Bellinger, right side. She wants a three ball. Fires it. Hits. And it's a 10-point game as Bellinger hits her third three of the afternoon.
Oneonta tightening it up here. It's down to 10.
34-24. Schiraldi, left corner three. Bang for Liv Schiraldi. What an answer there by the junior.
She was 1 foot away from going out of bounds with that three. She shot that from as deep as you could.
A dagger by Schiraldi makes it Norwich 37, Oneonta 24 with 2:50 to go in the third. Here's Platt on the right side, lost control of it. And Platt with a push off on Josie Ryan. And the foul's going to be on Abby Platt. And it goes back to Norwich with 2:45 to go in the third.
Is it me, or do you feel that Norwich is playing much more intense than they played earlier in the week against Cherry Valley?
Looks like a different team at times here tonight. Maybe that loss to CVS fired them up. I'm not sure. Norwich tries to take it to the teeth of the defense. Platt says no for Oneonta. A long outlet pass ahead for Van Zandt. She'll slow it down and look to reset the offense here for the Jackets with 2:25 to go in the third. Still a lot of time left in this game. Bellinger, a three, hits it. Bellinger, her fourth three. She's got 12 points, and it's back to a 10-point game.
And Oneonta is heating up from the perimeter, for sure.
And now a steal by Giacomelli. Trying to take it coast to coast. Giacomelli stops, pops, and hits. She's got 6 points. It's 37-29 with 2 minutes to go here in the third. To the high post for Ergo. Takes it down low. Ergo is blocked by Abby Platt. Uncle Mo is coming for Oneonta now. Ahead for Bellinger. Great pass from Platt. Bellinger misses the layup, and now we're going to have a whistle here as Schiraldi and Bellinger got tied up under the hoop, and the officials, I think, made a good call there just to stop play, make sure that everybody was okay there, and Norwich will inbound it.
That leak out in the long pass has really worked for Oneonta, breaking Norwich's press.
Boy, if they had cashed in there, that would have really sliced into it. Right now it's Norwich 37, Oneonta 29 with a 1:50 to go here in the third. Jackets mounting a comeback here in this third quarter. They're not going to go quietly. Schiraldi's a little shaken up after that little wrestling match under the hoop there. Appears to be okay, though. Wants to stay in the ball game with 1:50 to go in the third. She is limping still a little bit, and we'll see how she handles that. Inside for Ergo. Yes, on the left low block. What a dish on the baseline, and Ergo finishes.
Beautiful move.
Nice pass there from Josie Ryan to set that up, and now it looks like a timeout might be taken here. I'm not sure. Ball was loose on the floor. It's on the opposite end of the floor. And I don't know what. I think the ball just rolled out, and it's going to stay with Oneonta. My apologies, folks. Our view is partially obstructed here. It's a little packed here today.
Yeah, the overflow crowd is obstructing the view for sure.
Platt will go to Bellinger, left corner. Could she have another one? Oh, just a little short. Rebound by Ergo, and she's fouled with 1:19 to go in the third.
And I'll tell you, these players are really putting it all on the floor today.
I mean, we're seeing bodies flying on rebounds. I mean, if that ball comes down at all, Both teams are scrambling for it, trying to get that jump ball opportunity or just to rip it away. But this will send Ergo to the line. She struggled there today, so these are some key foul shots with Norwich leading 39-29. The Jackets trying to hang tough. So Emma Ergo will step in to shoot two for the Purple Tornado. And Ergo gets the first one to go. The bank is open for Emma Ergo. 14 for her. And she just seems to have this attitude of, all right, I'm gonna go old school with it. I'm going to try to bank it in. I don't care. Second one for Ergo. Yeah. Love it. Some basketball purist out there is just loving that, right? Use the glass. Minute 20 to go in the third, and Norwich pumps that lead up to 41-29. They're trying to survive this little onslaught that Oneonta has put on, and now a steal by Schiraldi. Not limping on that one. A huge athletic play. Dumps it to the interior and knocked out of bounds by the Oneonta defense. But what a steal there, and a leap by Schiraldi.
She anticipated where the ball was going, stepped into the passing lane. Just a very athletic play.
1:10 to go in the third. And Norwich will get it in. They go to Schiraldi on the left side as Norwich goes left to right. Now to Josie Ryan in the paint. Floats one over to Van Houten on the baseline. She lost control of it, and looks like it's going to be a charge. Yeah, going to be a push-off and a charge there on Van Houten, and it's going back to Oneonta with 58 seconds to go in the third.
That's CVH's fourth foul.
Yeah, Van Houten has been in foul trouble all day here, and she's down to her last one. So Oneonta trailing 41-29, 55 seconds to go in the third, live from Norwich High School today. Bellinger across midcourt and to the right side. Stutter steps. Bellinger steps through. They'll reverse one to Giacomelli in the paint. Two-pointer for Giacomelli is good.
Pretty move. Fake the three. Drove in just outside the foul line and hit the J. Beautiful move.
Makes it 41-31. 30 seconds left. Josie Ryan with a dish off to Emma Ergo, and she's fouled. And Emma's going right back to the line. What a 1-2 punch between the 8th grader and 9th grader for Norwich.
Josie's stealing up some assists this afternoon, huh?
She is cooking out there for sure. Also wanted to say a big thank you to anyone listening today on 92.3, our new frequency in Norwich. If you want the same programming as that is on 100.9, as Ergo's first shot will not go, just tune in locally here on 92.3 in Norwich, and you will get all our games, sports, news, weather, and, of course, our great music as well. Ergo's second shot rolls out, rebound out of bounds. Going to stay with Norwich. Last touch by Giacomelli underneath for Oneonta. So a 30 seconds left up there on the clock. And pass into Ergo. She missed a point-blank shot there and a rebound for Bellinger. Down the floor, Bellinger in the backcourt finds Megan Cleveland. She'll get over the midcourt timeline. Now back to Bellinger. She's feeling it from three. Launches one, but it was partially blocked there by Josie Ryan. Now for Schiraldi. And she was able to pick up the loose ball. 10 seconds left. Schiraldi goes to Julia Turner. Now back to Schiraldi. Floats one into the corner. Josie Ryan will take it in and scores.
Nice drive by Josie.
Josie's got 8, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. Norwich 43, Oneonta 31. Fourth quarter coming up, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Fourth quarter action here from Norwich High School. Nate Lull, Pete, Doc, Common, Derek with me here this afternoon as we have 8 minutes left to decide this stack battle. And the Norwich girls are in the driver's seat right now, 43-31. Oneonta with a good third quarter, but they just can't seem to chip away enough to get it back into single digits. Schiraldi with a jumper from the left elbow to start the third. It's no good. Rebound and a leak out here for Oneonta, and they'll finish here with Wellman. Celine Wellman on the breakaway. She has 5 points.
That leak out has been open.
And it's 43-33. Norwich now on offense, trying to reverse it from left to right. Ball tapped out of bounds here. Will stay with the Purple Tornado.
I just feel that whoever gets the run in the next 4 minutes is going to have a huge advantage.
I agree. Can Oneonta do something in the next 4 minutes to slice it down? They've got it down to 10, but is that enough? Not when shots like that fall for Liv Schiraldi. An athletic play in the paint, she hits it, and Schiraldi has 10. Back down the floor here for the Jackets. They go to Cleveland at the top of the key. Now to Bellinger. Does Bellinger have some more magic to try to help out the Jackets here? Floats one over for Cleveland. She just got it in time. Meg steps in for a three. In and out. Rebound Ergo. Outlet pass to Schiraldi through her hands and into the scorer's table and back to the Jackets. With 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it's Norwich 45, Oneonta 33. And, Coach, every time it seems like Oneonta makes a shot, Norwich has had the answer.
Yeah, absolutely. You could, in the third quarter, Oneonta was coming back into the game, and then in the last minute, Norwich had a really nice run.
A three by Wellman in the corner won't go. Rebound Norwich. Josie Ryan in transition. Her jumper's off the mark. And then a rebound by Meg Cleveland, and she's fouled underneath. So our fouls have reset. That foul is going to be on Diorio for Norwich. Her second and the team's first of the fourth quarter. Oneonta looking to break the press, and they will. They'll work one ahead now for Abby Platt. Platt into the corner, finds Wellman again. She tries another three off the back of the rim, and Llewellyn's able to chase it down. Norwich doing a great job on the glass, limiting Oneonta to a lot of one-shot opportunities. A three by Schiraldi on the right side is good, and Schiraldi now is up to 13 points and increases the Norwich lead to 48-33. Oneonta desperately trying to find some magic here early in the fourth quarter. They go to Cleveland. Comes off of a screen. Cleveland steps in for two and hits it.
She faked the three and drove in on the left side about 16 feet out and popped the jumper for two.
Ball knocked out of bounds. Josie Ryan had it knocked off of her leg, so it will go to Oneonta with 5:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Norwich leading 48-35. Do the Jackets have another run? Norwich has had all the answers here today. So Oneonta will work it in. Quickly tapped right back out by Norwich, so it'll stay with the Jackets. No matter how this ends up today, make sure you stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Cleveland will find Bellinger on the left side. And Bellinger now will leave it for Abby Platt. Platt pump fakes on a three, takes it to the interior. A floater for Platt, no. Second chance, also won't go. Third chance here for Abby. That rolls off the side of the rim. And finally, Ergo with a rebound. Ahead for Llewellyn. Floats it to the interior. And we'll have a timeout taken here by Norwich. With 5:20 to go in the fourth, Norwich 48, Oneonta 35. And we'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back underway, and Schiraldi hits a three right out of the timeout from deep, and she's got 16 now. That's a team high.
She's feeling it.
Back the other way, Odiana tries a shot in the paint. Van Zant gets it and travels, and it's going back to Norwich. And, Doc, it feels like Norwich has got that momentum you just talked about.
Well, when you make threes,
goes a long way.
It sure does.
So Schiraldi has 16, goes back to Josie Ryan. She tries a three. It's in and out, and the rebound is scooped up by Bellinger. Bellinger gets tied up with Josie Ryan. She holds on to it and hands one up to Schiraldi. Into the paint for Liv. Her shot in and out. Ball out of bounds. Looks like it's going to go back to Oneata. Yes. With 4:40 to go here, fourth quarter. Norwich 51, Oneana 35. And an inbounds pass is stolen by Josie Ryan. Finds Schiraldi. Her jumper in and out. Rebound Ergo. Off the glass and good for Ergo. And it's all fallen tonight here for Emma Ergo.
Emma went up over two defenders, grabbed that rebound, and put it back up for a putback. Beautiful play.
Oneana breaks the pressure. Van Zant a breakaway layup, and it won't go. Buckled off the side of the rim, and Norwich with the rebound. And that's the type of day it's been here for the Oneana Jackets. Schiraldi wants another three. This one hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Van Zant the rebound, outlet pass, and again, Oneana leaking ahead. They find Wellman through her hands, out of bounds and back to Norwich. So back-to-back breakaway opportunities for Oneata, and unfortunately, they can't capitalize.
That's a heartbreaker for Oneata. They had two open layups breaking the press, and they just couldn't capitalize.
4 minutes to go in the fourth. Norwich 53, Oneana 35, and this is probably the best I've seen the Purple Tornado play this year. A steal here, though, by Abby Platt of Oneata. Takes it to the rim, up off, and good for Abby Platt. So Platt with four, and it's Norwich leading 53-37 with 3:45 to go. Schiraldi with a nifty move, tries to go down low for Ergo, and again taken away by Platt. Back down the floor here for Oneata. Bellinger finds Platt, fires up a three. Missed it, Van Zant. In the land of the trees, gets the rebound, dishes over to Wellman, and she's fouled. So 3:25 to go, and Celine Wellman will head to the line. Cameron Van Houten coming back in. She's playing with those four fouls. And Julia Turner will also check back in here for Norwich. 3:25 to go. This will be Wellman to the line here. And hits the first shot. She's got 6 points off the bench here today.
She's played a nice game.
Yeah, for the Jackets, she sure has. Wellman, second shot, in and out, rebound for Emma Ergo, who has been tremendous. Shovels the outlet over to Schiraldi, one-handed pass to Ryan. Floats one to the interior for Ergo. Left low block, up and under, and it's good for Emma Ergo. 19 for Ergo.
A little spinorama to the rim. Beautiful play from Emma Ergo.
She's
from the foul line down the left side of the bucket.
Really coming into her own in the second half of this season. Norwich 55, Oneana 38, with 3:08 to go here in the fourth quarter. And the Purple Tornado are trying to put the icing on the cake here. Bellinger in the backcourt. It looked like Oneana was going to flip their way back into this game. They got it down to 9, but it was just been too much Norwich, at least so far. 3 here for Abby Platt. Rolls off the back of the rim. Josie Ryan a rebound. Ahead for Cameron Van Houten, and she scores.
Beautiful fast break to the middle of the floor. Josie Ryan dishes one off to CVH for the bucket.
Boy, Josie has looked really, really strong today.
Yes.
Cool, calm, collected. No way you would know she was an eighth grader.
Yeah. Schiraldi, Ryan, and Ergo have just played with so much confidence and intensity today, and that's been huge for Norwich.
2:40 to go in the fourth quarter, and Norwich is in control, 57-38. Wellman down the left side of the floor, Works one back out. Bellinger, does she have another one? No. Rolls off. Rebound Platt. Outside for Wellman. Wellman with a two off the glass. Can't get it. Platt picks up the loose change. Works one back out for Cleveland. The floater for Meg is good.
Nice runner from the right side for Cleveland.
Meg Cleveland with 7 points. But still, Norwich in control with coming up on 2 minutes to go. They lead 57-40. A steal by Oneonta. Ahead for Wellman, and she scores another right-handed layup. And a timeout is taken here by Norwich. With 2:03 to go in the fourth, it's Norwich 57, Oneonta 42 on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Pete, Doc, Tom, and Derek with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And it's the Norwich girls leading 57-42. They go inside for Ergo out of the timeout, and she missed the right-handed layup, but it's coming back to Abby Platt. Oneonta with a rebound. Goes to Bellinger. Bellinger to the interior. Back out. Meg Cleveland steps through. Finds Bellinger. Another three. Yes. Bellinger, all her points on three. She's hit 5 threes today. Tremendous.
She's really had a nice game.
Here's Ergo on the left side. Now to Cameron Van Houten. She wants a three of her own. A little too much mustard on that one. Rebound by Van Zant underneath with a minute 20 left. And ahead for Bellinger. Can she hit another one here? Yes!
Wow.
Bellinger, another three. That's 6 threes for Bellinger, and she's got 18. Makes it 57-48. Oneonta's not going quietly. Schiraldi with the ball. Left side, trying to dish one off for Cameron Van Houten here. Almost a steal there by Bellinger. Pass to the interior. They find Ergo. Missed the left-handed layup. Ball loose on the rebound. Van Zant's going to come away with it here with 50 seconds left. Ahead for Bellinger. She'll pull one back out. Oneonta looking for a shot. They'll float one across for Cleveland. Now to Abby Platt. She tries a three from straight away. Oh, halfway down. Wouldn't go. Cameron Van Houten a rebound. Oneonta still could have had a chance, I think, if that maybe had gone.
Give Oneonta a lot of credit here, boy. They didn't pack it up. I mean, they've come in this last 2 minutes and are playing hard. Hit some nice shots from the outside.
30-second break. We'll be right back. Norwich 57, Oneonta 48 on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
30 seconds left here in the fourth quarter, and out of the timeout, the Norwich girls lead 57-48 over visiting Oneonta. They'll get it into Schiraldi, who has 16 here today. She has been great. And now a steal by Oneonta. And Platt will push one ahead for Bellinger. Does she have another one? I think that's foot on the line. A two for Bellinger. But she's got 20. Makes it 57-50 with 10 seconds left. So Norwich is going to hang on here. Valiant effort, as you said, by the Jackets at the end of this ball game, as they'll pass one down low for Ergo. Yes, Ergo at the buzzer. with 21. And Norwich is going to win this ball game 59-50. A great effort here by both sides. Just a little too late for Oneana on that comeback.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Norwich played a heck of a game here. Coach Eaton gave his keys to the game before the game, and
they were dead on.
Yeah, they executed perfectly. Emma Ergo was the X factor this afternoon. Norwich did a great job on the glass. Their press was working. Kudos to Oneana. Oneana came back in the second half, and they were hitting threes. They were not going to be denied. And both teams played with a lot of character.
Yeah. Nick. I mean, they got it. Norwich was up, I think, 20 at the most. And then by the end, Bellinger, especially hitting a bunch of those threes, they got it down to 7. And if Abby Platt hits that three, it's somewhere in the 6 range. You'd have about a minute to go. Still would have needed kind of a miracle. But, yeah, as you said, kudos to Oneana. But just I think Norwich looked much better today than they did when we saw them earlier this week against Cherry Valley.
Yeah, they played with intensity. They came in. The thing that made a huge difference is the way they hit the glass today. Not a lot of second chance opportunities from Oneana. You know, it was a very physical game underneath. There were a lot of plays where there were 2 and 3 girls around the ball. Both teams played with intensity underneath, but I thought Norwich did a much better job rebounding.
A great game by both sides, and so we'll take a break. We'll come back with the post-game show. We'll hand out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We'll give 2 to Norwich and 1 to Oneonta today. So Doc and I will talk about that. We'll be right back. Again, with Norwich girls defeating Oneonta today here in Norwich, 59-50. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Norwich High School. Again, our final score here this afternoon. The Norwich girls pick up a big win, 59-50 over Oneana. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Oneana, they're led by 20 points from Jordan Bellinger. 6 three-pointers. That last one, her tippy toes were just on the line. Otherwise, it could have been 7. She was tremendous shooting the ball. Let's see. Izzy Giacomelli had 8. Celine Wellman had 8. Megan Cleveland had 7. Abby Platt with 4, Natalie Van Zant with 3. Norwich on the other side, 21 points. I don't know for sure, but I'm going to guess that that's a career high for Emma Ergo today.
Yeah, it's definitely a career high for Emma, and I'm going to tell you, I think it's a career high for Josie Ryan in assists, too.
Yeah, Josie Ryan was tremendous, but Emma had 21. Liv Schiraldi with 16. Off the bench, Julie Llewellyn, also a great performance with 10. Josie Ryan with 8. Cameron Van Houten with 4. Ergo and Ryan, ninth grader, eighth grader, respectively, definitely the best I've seen them play at the varsity level.
Absolutely. Both players played with such confidence today, and it's a sign of great things to come for them in the future.
All right, let's get into our 3 awards here. First up will be the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. They're a longtime sponsor of local sports here on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We thought it was pretty easy. Emma Ergo today with 21. Really, from wire to wire, she was outstanding.
Yeah, and, I mean, her presence in the post was amazing. She took the ball hard to the rim. She rebounded. She changed a lot of shots for Oneana going into the lane. But this is the best game that I've seen her play in her young career.
So we will give Emma Ergo the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here today. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local team success this season. We'd like to go with Liv Schiraldi from Norwich. 16 points for Liv, but so scrappy on that press. A bunch of steals that were just so athletic, they made you go, wow.
Yeah, I mean, and Olivia's like that in every game she plays. She's such an athletic player, and she's been learning the game more and more, understanding where to go, how to defend in the passing lane. But what she brings in defense to this team is very good.
Yeah, Liv, again, was tremendous today. And so she will get our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'd like to go with Jordan Bellinger from Oneana, 6 3-pointers, 20 points total. She was tremendous, and again, Oneana didn't quit until the final horn.
No, I mean, she was in her zone today from outside the perimeter. They made a comeback in the third quarter where they cut the game to 9 and then in the fourth quarter to 6, and she was a big part of that.
Yeah, she really was, and, you know, at the end there, it looked like, give me the ball, I'm ready to shoot
another one.
She was ready.
It's always good to see when a player wants the ball. So
again, our final score here today, Norwich 59, Oneana 50. Doc, a big thanks, and we'll definitely be doing it again.
Oh, yeah, just let me know. Thanks for having me, Nate. It's always a pleasure.
We'll be very busy. As I said, we don't quite know our schedule for next week yet. We're waiting to see kind of how some things shake out with other games today and some games early next week for how the playoffs will go. So the Tri-Valley Championship's going to be a little bit earlier than the Delaware League and the MAC. The MAC looks like they're going to have maybe a couple of tiebreaker games, possibly, on the girls' side, so still a lot to be decided over the next couple of days. So stay tuned. WCDOsports.com will be your home for our schedule. If you're looking for the standings, just go to my website, natelull.com. We have scores, we have standings, and I also want to let everybody know that our scholarship page is now up. We raised a bunch of money for the Nate Lull Scholarship this summer. We're going to be giving away two $4,000 scholarships, one to a boy, one to a girl. So go on natelull.com, check that out. We'll be promoting that here on the station and on social media over the next couple of weeks as well. So, again, Doc, thanks for coming.
Thanks, Nate, for having me.
Big thanks to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer in our Sydney Main Street studios. Final score again, Norwich girls defeat Oneana 59-50. For Pete, Doc, Com, and Derek, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great rest of your weekend and stay warm from WCDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
I never been the gambling type, and I've been like leaving things to chance. You and me were two of a kind, and I am one for tempting fate. Wouldn't say that I've been lucky.